Sports Central. Basketball. We'll get into the official NBL season a little bit later on in the show, which does, of course, tip off this week in a huge off-season of change in terms of the model of the NBL. And Larry Kestelman, of course, formerly involved with the Melbourne Tigers and Melbourne United, getting on board to run the league. But a little flashback to the past. It's always great to welcome someone back who, when he was here, had an impact. Corey Homicide Williams. Now, he played some great years up in Townsville. Then he came down to the Melbourne Tigers, and we loved him here. When he came into SCN and chatted to us, he lit up the court and played some great basketball. He's been around to just about every country in the world. He's back in Melbourne for a stint. Good to see you.
What's going on, world? How you doing? Good afternoon.
Great to have you on board, mate. Too good a day to be inside. You got the dark shades on. You want to get out of here pretty quick, don't you?
Hey, listen, man. it was a quiet night in Melbourne last night. You know how these nights are in Melbourne. Quite not.
I was in the city last night. I very rarely get in to the heart of Melbourne, and there were people everywhere. Just had their eyes at the back of your head.
In the heart of Melbourne. Look, I live in the Docklands while I'm here. I love this city. This country, to be honest with you, I consider my second home because the way they receive me is great people, great energy, good vibes. It was good basketball while I was here. And that's why I'm back. You know, I had an opportunity to come back. I played in a one-on-one tournament in Brisbane.
Yep.
And I stretched my time in the country as opposed to a weekend to a month because I have a lot of Australian friends and family I haven't seen in 4 years. So it was very important for me to come here.
Last played here 2011. Was there ever an opportunity to come back and play another season or come back and play another stint?
All right. I don't really want to get too in it, but I'm going to get into it, B. So basically, you know, the way I left the country, I didn't like how I left. I had an opportunity to come back, but honestly, the salary that I was on, I would have took a massive pay cut to come back, and I wasn't going to do that. So opportunity came up in the Middle East. I'm in Beirut in Lebanon, which there's a huge Lebanese population in this country.
There is.
Shout out to my Lebanese people. Kifak, Kifik, Mahaba. Yes. Much love, you know. So I've been there the last four seasons in Beirut.
In Beirut.
And I can tell you this, that's my new home. And trust me, I love that country. Those people, they love me like I love them. And it's been all love there. I tell people who don't know the climate there politically and socially, I'll die quick in the streets of New York City than I would die in Beirut.
It's perception, isn't it, so much of the time? And I think Beirut used to be referred to as the jewel of the Mediterranean.
The Paris of the Middle East.
There you go.
That's what they call it.
Then they had the civil war for all those years. But you're telling me if I was to just sort of pack the bags and decide I'm going to go on a trip, Beirut's going to be a destination.
It's going to be, believe me, I'm telling you right now. For you, I don't know, you're a family man, maybe, you know. But for me, the nightlife, basketball, it's a lot of excitement. Beautiful women, you know, everybody, the culture's dope, the food's dope. You have no problem walking those streets. Believe me, you can go with your family. It's all right. They're very nice people.
Good recommendation.
The country's cool.
I like it.
I love it.
I'm going. You sold it to me.
Believe me.
It's a great spot, Beirut. It's right on the Mediterranean there. It's a beautiful
backdrop. Yeah, the beaches
are
awesome. The food, the culture, the people are really nice, very helpful. I love it.
So you played, just take me back then through the last 4 years, because you played for a number of different clubs who are in that league.
Yeah, they're in. It's almost, okay, every country pretty much has a professional basketball league.
Yep.
Australia has their NBL. Mm. Lebanon has the Lebanese basketball league there. Mm. And I've played each year with a different team. You know, when I came here, I was lucky. Most players who come overseas, they have one-year contracts, and they're free agents every offseason.
Yep.
And they'll try to get on with the same team they played for or a different team in that league, or they bounce around. I was fortunate when I came to Australia because when I touched here, I got with Townsville my first year.
Mm.
After that, they gave me a two-year deal after. So I was there for 3 years. Mm. I got MVP of the league my third year.
Yep.
I left. I went to Greece. Greece was messed up. They went broke. The country was bankrupt. Pretty much.
Mm.
So I left. Then I got back on. Shout out to Seamus McPeak. He gave me a deal to come to and play with the Melbourne Tigers. And that's how I got to Melbourne, which this city, fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
Sorry for cursing.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Sorry about that.
There's no doubt about that. So take me inside a game. I actually went to a Serie A basketball game in Italy, going back about 5 years ago, and it was phenomenal. It was like a soccer crowd inside a basketball stadium. The opposition fans were behind sort of some Perspex glass, and they had to be ushered in. I mean, take me inside a basketball stadium in Beirut.
Okay, I'll tell you this. And we all, listen, they will know it. You go to a game, Riyadi versus Suggest. That's a fight. It was so bad. Those two teams hate each other. It was so bad that they banned the fans from going to the game. So you just, it's almost like it's an open scrimmage. No fans. That's how bad that rivalry is.
Right.
You know, that's just what it's about. It's about certain teams, you know.
Yep.
Certain teams don't like each other. Back in my day when I played here, Townsville Crocs, Croc Nation, I started that versus Perf Pussycats. Sorry, Perf Wildcats. I started that. We went there, and their crowd hated me. I was the one that they loved to hate, and I hated them. And that's the rivalry began. And that's how it is. You know what I mean? That's just how it is.
So is it safe being a player then when you're in that environment? So you're
very safe. You're fine. Of course you're fine. You know, they might, we hate you. They'll swear at you, whatever. But you get on the bus, you know, there's security there. There's police there, protection. And then you'll just go on the bus. When your game is done, you go home. You know, that's one thing about the game of basketball, sport. It brings all walks of life to watch you play.
It does. Corey Homicide Williams, our special guest, if you haven't recognised that voice, of course, was last year with the Melbourne Tigers in 2011. Have you sort of followed the NBL since you left? Have you taken a close interest? Did you?
Honestly, to be honest with you, the way I'm programmed and the way life is as a basketball player.
It's the next destination.
You got to keep moving forward, you know. I love my time here. Yo, follow me on Instagram. My name on Instagram is Famous Nobody. Famous Nobody. PHAYMUSNOBODII. Spelled a bit differently.
Right, yeah.
Famous Nobody. Listen, the last time I was here, my 4 years here, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. But at the end of the day, in the profession that I'm in, it's on to the next. Just like as a CEO of a basketball team, a GM of a basketball team.
Yep.
Corey Homicide Williams is gone. Guess what? On to the next. You have to treat it like that.
You're a professional.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Pro basketball. You take where the work is and you give yourself to that organization.
That's what you got
to
do.
Wholeheartedly, and you move on to the next place. Yeah. I mean, you've been to, as I said, Lebanon. I think you played a stint in Venezuela. You've gone to some interesting parts of the world, but most people probably wouldn't go near the airport or something.
I could tell you this. God has blessed me. I pray every day. I pray every night. I'm not deep in a religion, but I know the blessings that have been bestowed on me and the hard work that I had to do to get to where I'm at. I put in a lot of work into this game. And, you know, I've been very fortunate to do what I love to do and travel this world. I've been places I wouldn't even dream of thinking I would be playing this game, doing what I love to do. And it's a blessing, believe me. I've been all over the world, dude.
And you're 38 now.
I am 38. You're still playing.
Pretty sharp, and you're thinking you've
definitely
got
pretty sharp. Listen,
a few more years
follow left. Me on Instagram. I put up highlights all day of me. Current, Famous Nobody. All we ask is trust. That's all we ask. Famous Nobody. I'm gonna spell it again. PHAYMUSNOBODII.
Beautiful stuff. If you were playing basketball, what was your second choice? What was the sport you would have loved to have played?
Look, it wouldn't even be a sport. I would be a singer.
I
swear to you. I love John Legend with a mix of Barry White. I don't know how it would sound, but I would love it. The guy I'm listening to right now, The Weeknd, he has one of the biggest songs in the world right now.
Yeah.
I can't feel myself when I'm with you. Something like that. But I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
This guy,
I would be like him.
Yep. Did you catch any of the AFL final yesterday?
Did I? My man Butter, shout out to Butter, he's with me.
Yep.
Anywhere I go, I got my people with me. Butter and I went on Chapel Street in the Imperial. Shout out to the Imperial. Great service, nice people. all of
good
up
place,
there.
The Imperial.
And
yeah.
we sat there,
many years
and
ago.
Watched the game. And you know what? Shout out to, congratulations to Hawthorn. They kicked their ass. Mm. They kicked their asses. And I know one thing about sport, you know, once you strike first, it's easier to keep that momentum. It takes too much energy to come back. They were down too much, you know? The team from the West Coast, what are they?
In your, from Perth? Yeah.
Yeah, the team.
Fair hike to get across. You're close to go to New Zealand, at least to go to Perth.
Oh, yeah.
In your long basketball journey, I mean, you can relate to, you know, team sport and what it takes to actually get to the top. What's been the most satisfying year you've played? In all your travels, what's been the most satisfying year that you've played?
You know, ironically, you would say that. For me, you know, there's a couple of things. One, to get MVP of a league, that was huge for me. I wanted to bring, shout out to Townsville. I love you guys. Croc Nation, I love you guys for giving me the opportunity to come here. You know, I think I failed them, you know. We were underdogs and no one really was, in the big picture, the big scheme of things, okay? We weren't Melbourne, we weren't Sydney or Gold Coast. You know, we were the Ville, we were Townsville. And a small town, and for us to, we fell short twice. Game three to get to the grand final. We lost in the semis, the deciding game, my last 2 years. And I did everything I possibly could as a team. We did what we possibly could, and we just fell short. You know, the power home court advantage is something serious, and that's why I could see, you know, the Hawthorn against the West Coast team yesterday. You know, the power home court, being in Melbourne,
yeah.
How much
Huge.
People? How much? How many people? How many thousands were in that venue last night? Yesterday?
Just under 100.
Come on, man. Yeah. All those people screamed that energy. You know, you need that extra push. Mm. And I'm sure that's what got them over the edge. But getting MVP of the league here, I come from the Bronx, New York. Okay? I come from, man, I'm trying to think of an area. I've been gone a long time here, so I don't really remember the suburbs out here, but take me to the ghetto in the ghetto in Melbourne.
I don't want to offend anyone that lives in some suburbs.
But just, we're not even going to say it, but just know that that's where I come from.
Yeah,
you know, so a kid with dreams of playing ball and got an opportunity. I play street ball. That's what I'm known for. That's where Homicide come from, that name.
Mm.
And that got me my first shot straight to the NBA. I didn't make the NBA with Toronto. I played preseason with them.
Yep.
Then I went with Denver. Then I did the D League, the minor leagues, and summer leagues, and all of that whole circuit.
Yeah.
After I did that, then I got my shot and I came to Australia. So I understand and I appreciate certain things. That street ball gave me my opportunity to see this.
Hmm.
I graduated. I got degrees from university. You know what? I can't do nothing with my degree because I don't have any experience in that life. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm a ball player. That's what I do, and that's what got me here sitting with you.
What about life after? Have you thought down the track?
I want to be a commentator for the NBL. That's what I want to do. I want to sign a 3-year deal.
I tell you what, right now, while Larry Kesterman's signing, he signed that many deals in the last 4 months. Who's taken over, just getting the NBL back on track, and really getting, you know, Brisbane back next year, and maybe another Melbourne team. Mate, you might be coming at the right
Larry,
time because he is signing up sponsors.
Larry,
he's signing
listen.
Up broadcast deals.
Larry, listen, I'm going to find you. Okay, Larry? I'm going to find you. I'm going to hunt you down. If you don't know me, you're going to know me now. I'm going to find you. I'm going to hunt you down. I want to be a commentator for the NBL. All right? I love this country. Let's make this shit happen.
So do you want to be added on, or are you going to? Is someone going to get the flick so you can get in?
I don't know. Make room. There's always room for Homicide. Oh, follow me on Instagram. Listen, I got my Lebanese followers. I got my American followers. I need my Australian followers up. Follow me on Instagram. Famous Nobody. PHAYMUS. NOBODWI.
Just
Let's
in case.
Go.
I'm glad you said it 3 times. We were a bit slower on a Sunday, particularly after a grand final. People very, very dusty. Hey, just on the SMS, Beirut is the place to be. Sports, sun, and the Mediterranean lifestyle. The sweetest and kindest people. Large love, brother, for speaking the truth about Beirut. There
Listen,
you go.
Much respect. I could tell you this right now. The last 4 years I've been there, I love them and they love me so much. Listen, it's about vibe and energy. You get me? It ain't about nothing else but vibe and energy. Those people feel me, and I feel them. I love their energy. They receive me well. Much love and respect. They told me, all I'm missing is the passport. Mm. Give him a passport. He's one of us. They passionate like me, you know, and I love it. And that's real talk.
Well, my last question would be, we're talking about life after basketball. I mean, you've been traveling on the road for so many years. Where do you think, where are you going to settle?
You know what?
Are you just going to be a globetrotter post your playing days?
I ask myself this every day. When I go back, I rent out a summer spot. You know, I have family in New York. I have family all over the place. You know what I mean? And even if you're not my blood or my color, you're still family if we're well-received with each other, you know? I can go on Facebook or Instagram, yo, listen, I'm coming to this country. Where am I staying? People hit me up, Corey, you staying with me. You know, you don't even, why are you doing this? You know you can stay with me, blah, 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 blah. I don't live anywhere. I met a gypsy yesterday. I never met a gypsy in my life. I met a gypsy, and I said to her, I'm at a bar. Where are we? We're in next to the Imperial.
Yep.
A place next to the Imperial. I said, listen, you are beautiful. What is your name? She said, look. She had so many bracelets on her arm. She said, my name is Mary. I said, who are you? What are you doing? Lovely bracelet. She's like, can I have one? She said, yeah. She gave me one. She said, look, I'm a gypsy. You see these eyes? These will keep the evil eye off of you. Take this and hold it. I believe my home, no bullshit, is either going to be in Australia or in Beirut. I promise you. It's just good vibe and good energy there, man.
I'll tell you what, I might need to work at SCN for another 10 years. If you settle here, we might just do a Sunday roast every week.
Listen, we can do it all day. I don't cook, so I hope you cooking.
Yeah, no, I cook. Really good cook. Good to see you, mate. Well done.
Likewise.
Good journey. It's an interesting story. I mean, you've been to a lot of parts of the world. You've played a lot of great hoops. Still a bit more left.
Still going. Listen, NBL, you're going to let me in one way or another. Homicide is going to... Listen, I'll be here if you want me here. I ain't got to play. I can control the game off the court. I'm going in. I want to be a commentator. Let's go, NBL.
Enjoy a bit of sun, Corey. Good to see you.
Likewise.
Corey Homicide Williams. We'll come back with plenty more. I can feel my face when I'm with you.